Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
We are in the midst of a genocide in progress, which is being carried out by officials, people in government positions, including Mr. Trudeau. Until we understand, they are not here to help us. They are here to kill us.
It really is time for people to start taking their power back, their medical freedom back. Get preparations in place. We tell you how to do it.
Hey, friends. What are the chances that an attorney, a doctor, and an alt-media journalist would all be drawing the same conclusions from the data about the experimental vaccines and 5G? If what you're about to hear in this interview with Todd Callender and Liev Leet is accurate, very sadly, the fully vaxxed probably don't stand a chance. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Bitcoin was up nearly 20% in just the past 5 days. And yes, it's a very volatile space, but people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. This is an extremely important health, medical, and legal update with my friends, Attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Liev Leet. Before we begin with a soundbite that I absolutely must play, one from Senator Blumenthal from 2019, let's welcome our guests. Todd, welcome back.
Well, love being here with you, Sean. Thanks.
As always, thank you, sir. And Dr. Liev Leet, one of my favorites. How are you?
I'm great, Sean. Great to be back with you.
Well, thanks for coming on. You're two truth tellers in an environment where the DHS now says that anyone who questions the safety and efficacy of the COVID vaccines and or the safety of 5G might just be a domestic, well, I won't use the word terrorist, but a domestic threat, which is absolute insanity, given the fact that Senator Blumenthal grilled wireless industry reps about the safety studies involving 5G back in 2019. And I'm going to play this at 1.5 speed because you'll still be able to understand it. And we have a lot to cover today. Listen to their response.
My question for you, particularly Mr. Gillen and Mr. Berry, how much money has the industry committed to supporting additional independent research? I stress independent research. Is that independent research ongoing? Has any been completed? Where can consumers look for it? And we're talking about research on the biological effects of this new technology.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for your focus on the issue. Safety is paramount. And as you alluded to, we rely on the expert agencies, rely on the findings of the FDA and others as to the requirements to keep all of us safe. There are no industry back studies to my knowledge right now. Happy to visit with you as to what opportunities you think there needs to be more studies. And we're always for more science. We also rely on what the scientists tell us.
So essentially the answer to my question, how much money? Zero.
I can certainly follow up with you, Senator. To my knowledge, there's no active studies being backed by industry today.
Anybody else know of industry commitments to back research, fund it, support it, to ascertain scientifically the health effect.
Senator, I'm not aware either, but I do know that with small cells, especially, you're going to have lower power levels. And of course, as from a carrier perspective, you want to be able to manage interference so that that interference is the lowest interference possible. So I would think that some of those studies or some of that information could be utilized in looking at the health consequences. But no, I'm not aware of any.
So there really is no research ongoing. We're kind of flying blind here as far as health and safety is concerned. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Friends, if that doesn't disturb you, honestly, I say this every time, I don't know what will. Meanwhile, dozens of independent studies indicate that 5G is a risk to all biological life. Again, these men were asked by Blumenthal, where are the safety studies? The response, we rely on the FDA, and there are no industry-backed studies. Their words. So I'm not exactly sure what the DHS is talking about when those of us who are informed question the safety of 5G, Todd.
Yeah. Well, they don't want us to question their genocide program. That's what it is. No different than the vaccines, as they call them, poisonous. Now everybody's finding out that they're actually damaged by these things. There's no regard for human life. People are under the mistaken impression that your government is here to help you. They're not. And it's not the government. It's the people running the government, the crooks. I can tell you this, as it relates to 5G, we saw that in our group. And we actually did our own study. To understand what it was, and we did it in Europe. The European regulators have actually taken quite a stern look at this, and they've limited the amount of radiation poisoning that their public can endure. And it's thousands of percent less than what the U.S. government allows. Thousands of percents.
And here's the problem. Researchers firmly believe, I should say independent researchers, firmly believe that there is a very clear-cut, quantifiable, documentable connection between the COVID vaccines and 5G because of the nanotechnology and the things that are being discovered in some of the COVID vaccinations, in the COVID vaccine vials by La Quinta Columna and other researchers around the world. So if that's true, then maybe this video makes a bit of sense. What if you were to scan for Bluetooth devices on a plane in flight?
The entire passenger manifest.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. This stuff, we get into the weeds here because we don't want to deal with conjecture. We want to deal with facts. And Todd is going to share some alarming facts with us about 5G in just a minute. But let's circle back and let's talk about the COVID vaccines. Dr. Vliet, what are you seeing in your practice? I know that according to VAERS, the numbers only continue to skyrocket as the powers that be continue to tell us this thing is safe and effective.
Well, I'm seeing major damage in patients in my own practice who've been vaccinated, heart attacks, strokes, atrial fibrillation, infertility problems, menstrual bleeding in people that were not having abnormal bleeding, postmenopausal bleeding, testicular pain, inflammation, brain fog, memory problems, concentration difficulties, headaches, migraines have been worse, significantly worse in people who were quite stable in their migraine management between what I was doing and what their neurologist was doing. And it's really quite staggering because many of my colleagues know that I have cut back the time in clinical practice to focus on Truth for Health Foundation as a public charity, doing medical freedom advocacy and assisting people with vaccine injury and trapped in hospitals, not getting effective treatment. So if I'm seeing this amount of damage in my practice, I am convinced that it's much more widespread in larger volume practices. And most doctors are not monitoring the lab tests that are needed to pick up risk of blood clot. A D-dimer blood test, for example, can tell us if the patient is beginning to develop micro blood clots, and we can pick that up and treat it before they have a massive stroke. or a massive heart attack. But most primary care doctors, even when my patients who know what to ask for have asked for these blood tests, they're told, you don't need it, we're not going to do it. And I think that's medical malpractice. We are not monitoring people for inflammatory markers after these experimental shots, and they need it. There's a whole handful of inflammatory markers that need to be checked, and then we implement the proper treatment.
Well, my heart goes out to these people that don't know any better, and I have two of them in my life. One is my mother, and one is my brother, both of whom we were going to go visit here during one of my son's spring break, and my mom does not want us to come because we're unvaccinated, to which I replied, well, what happens when you walk into a Target? Do you think everybody in Target is vaccinated? I mean, it's just absolute madness. They will not listen to reason, Dr. Vliet. They will not listen to me about what is in these vaccines, and they've already both gotten their boosters. It's just willful ignorance.
Well, Sean, I understand. And there's really, even as much as I have studied it, as much as I am treating patients, and as much as I know the science, I can't even help someone in my own family. So I understand. It's shocking the degree of closed-mindedness when normally our response in medicine has always been to question new products and monitor the risk emerging when a new FDA-approved drug or treatment is put on the market. I never really prescribed newly approved FDA medicines in the first year they were released because I wanted to have a better understanding of what the risk profile was. And that was before the issues with the experimental shots, which are still experimental. They're not even fully approved.
Well, and that's just it. That's why I wanted to start with 5G and the fact that there have been no studies. For anyone who's concerned like we are, that there have been precious few studies proving the safety and efficacy of the mRNA vaccines, 5G is non-existent. There are zero studies, which is essentially true for the vaccines as well. But I mean, 5G, so here's where the story comes together in a second. But go ahead, Todd.
I was going to say that I don't think that's entirely accurate. It's how we discovered the 5G connection. There's actually a paper on it going back to 2021, evidence for connection between coronavirus disease 19 and exposure to radio frequency radiation for wireless communication. Of course, it came out after the vaccines have already been rolled out. But there are some studies, and I want to point you to them. They're really quite daunting.
What study is that, Todd? Who did that study?
So this one is published in, I'm pretty sure I sent it, it could have gotten lost. It's in the National Library of Medicine. And the title is Evidence for a Connection Between Coronavirus Disease 19 and Exposure to Radio Frequency Radiation from Wireless Communications, including 5G, published on October 26th of 2021. The authors are Beverly Rubick and Robert Brown. And actually, this is how the whole subject matter came up. We had some suspicion that there might be a causal relationship between radiation, whether it's EMF or otherwise, and the coronavirus. And in fact, you might recall we had a discussion about this that the very day, it was Halloween of 2019 in Wuhan, when this whole thing started, they turned on 10,000 5G transmitters. So it appears that there has been a causal relationship, and you're right. There are very few industry-supported or industry-funded studies, in fact, probably none, whoever paid for them. But there are private people doing it. We did one. We commissioned one ourselves. And this one, of course, is also, but we did ours in 2019. It was one of very precious few. And when we went to publish it, we got a lot of trouble from the scientific community. They, in fact, still haven't published it.
Well, and Todd, remember, in addition to your very important point about the breakout of the illness in Wuhan, China, after the transmitters were turned on. Remember, the other major outbreak quickly early was Milan, Italy, which I understand also had a sudden increase in the 5G towers and transmission, and New York City. Those were the two hardest hit cities early in the COVID-19 breakout.
It doesn't help, by the way, that the ventilators that they're putting people on are all transmitting 5G. And as I understand it, it's a 60 gigahertz signal. That's the most dangerous one of all.
Well, keep in mind, guys, too, when people were dropping in Wuhan, the 5G connection wasn't clear. At best, at that point, it was anecdotal if anyone was considering it at all. But that predates the vaccine rollout. And so now here's where the two come together. And I know this sounds like science fiction, but I assure you it is not. Now, I get a lot of intel sent to me, and we will not reveal the source, but let me read a bit of this to you guys. In short, here's the process. You begin with a person and you give them a vaccination that is largely comprised of graphene oxide. This substance is in the vaccines and can also be found in some of the saline being used to dilute them, not all, but some. This graphene saline was invented in Spain a while back. What's more, the total mass of graphene oxide can be multiplied as much as 30 times. It actually makes more of itself as a response to certain frequencies. Fast forward to Dr. Andreas Nowak, the guy who was recently murdered for saying the vaccines contain graphene hydroxide. Chemically, this is an entirely different animal. I have yet to see a single lab analysis that definitively proves GOH to be in any COVID vaccine vial. A shortcut to manufacturing graphene-based nanoparticulates that is proven viable has been discovered that involves the use of pulsed, non-ionizing microwave radiation. They do not even need to use radically high frequencies. This can be done with frequencies as low as 1.2 0.47 gigahertz. So this means modulated emissions from average cellular networks can stimulate a base of graphene oxide in a person to react with other trace heavy metals also present and self-assemble other graphene-based substances like graphene hydroxide. In other words, GOH does not have to be in there for it to end up in a vaccinated person's bloodstream. It can be produced through exposure to microwave radiation. Should I keep reading this, Todd, or is that enough?
Yeah, I think that's enough to demonstrate the point. You know, it's not hard to understand. If you ever put a stick of gum that's still in its wrapper in your microwave, what happens? You put tinfoil or anything metal in the microwave. That's what they're doing. These are microwaves. These are millimeter waves. And that's what's happening. People around these transmitters are getting nuked.
Well, let me share with you and just an example from Tucson recently. I was talking with our IT person who said, you know, Dr. Vliet, it was really odd. Around the high school, there were healthy mesquite trees. And they put in a 5G tower next to a very large old mesquite tree that was healthy. And he said, within a few months, the whole half of the tree next to the transmitter tower was burned and dying.
Ball of box falling off, all on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree, look on the right-hand side. That's all right, yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree, look at the flap, look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes, yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it. Have you seen anything like that in your life? It's got a light right there. The transmitter on the top. These 5G transmitters are lethal. If that's what it's doing to a tree, right next to a tree, think about what these are doing to our health.
Think about what you do if you put something in the microwave and leave it in too long. What happens to it? Try that at home and you'll get a better idea of what may be happening in ways that your body is being exposed to that you don't even realize.
I've seen that picture before, Dr. Vliet, and it is extremely alarming, especially when during the COVID lockdowns, they were putting up these 5G towers all over the country. And many of them specifically, sometimes right on top of schools where children are supposed to be learning every day.
He has been tracking the ones in Tucson, and he said every public school that he has driven by in the greater Tucson and Phoenix area have these 5G towers on the roof. Now, parents should be concerned about that for many reasons.
Yeah,
their children are in those buildings all day long.
Yes. And what are the symptoms of radiation poisoning? Well, it sounds a lot like COVID. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, fever, dizziness, weakness, fatigue, hair loss, bloody vomit.
Well, and in addition to that, remember, there have been major reports tracking the effects in children of wearing a mask all day at school, many of which, some of the same symptoms are appearing. Lower oxygen and higher carbon dioxide damages the brain and the body and causes some of the same symptoms. So you have a confluence of factors that are all causing damage to the brain and body in ways that are very well known. I mean, OSHA has requirements for oxygen and carbon dioxide levels in workplaces. If the carbon dioxide levels get too high, they have machines that sound an alert so that workers are not exposed to excess carbon dioxide. And you know, all of these are basic safety issues that have been in place for a long time, and suddenly they're being ignored.
Yes, just like the things that can actually help people in the hospitals, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, you know, hydrate, vitamin C, vitamin D, high flow oxygen, all of that's being ignored in favor of Fauci's protocols, remdesivir, ventilation, kill them, get a bonus. So,
well, and people don't realize that the ventilators are damaging. Todd brought up an interesting point about the ventilators and the connection with the transmission, the frequencies that are used, but also ventilators at high pressure and high flow rates for oxygen produce oxygen toxicity and pulmonary fibrosis as well. So the high flow rates at 60 liters a minute and high peak pressures on ventilators are highly damaging to the lungs. And they knew that early in the pandemic, and they're still using them.
Well, Dr. Vliet, get this. You know, as we talk about what's going on in the hospitals with the protocols, and we consider the bigger picture of the bonuses, the CARES Act, all the money that's corrupting the system, Todd and I both know a man named Ben Gordon, who got in a single car accident in Arizona. He found himself at Flagstaff Medical Center, vented and on drugs.
Yes.
He woke up and he pulled the thing out himself. So they say he had COVID and he was sick enough that he needed to be vented. And yet he had enough strength to pull the thing out himself, pull the catheter out himself, pull the IV drip out himself, stumble into the hallway and demand to know why he was vented. The nurses, flabbergasted, had no response until finally, after about 30 minutes of grilling them, one of them said, because you have COVID.
Well, that guaranteed extra payments to the hospital. Todd is working on the legal aspects of that case, and we've been asked to review the medical records. And I can assure you that we will all go to bat for this patient and support his efforts to seek justice.
Very good. All right. Well, in the interest of staying with facts and data instead of conjecture, Todd, I want to ask you about lipid nanoparticles. Dr. Vliet, weigh in. We know some of the things in these vaccines, despite the fact that Pfizer and the FDA don't want to release any of the data for what, 75 years? They don't want any of the ingredients released. They're playing it awfully close to the vest, as criminals sometimes do. So maybe the lipid nanoparticles that are in the vaccines and 5G, there might be a connection. And as it pertains to lipid nanoparticles, it's now my understanding that Justin Trudeau and Canada has a vested interest in these vaccines because at least one of the firms that holds the patent on the lipid nanoparticles is a Canadian firm. So they get paid for every single vaccine, which might explain why Trudeau ordered 10 times the vaccines of the entire Canadian population, because they get paid for every single one. That's called racketeering. Todd, you sent Dr. Vliet and I something extremely important related to lipid nanoparticle payloads and the 18 gigahertz signal. Do you want to bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah. So both Pfizer and Moderna do not deny that they're using lipid nanoparticles to deliver oligonucleotides, as I understand they're called. Those are RNA and DNA fragments, synthetic in some cases, the point of which is that the lipid nanoparticles are like little bombers, and they pierce through the cell wall, and then they genetically modify, they engineer that cell to do certain things, in this case, produce what they call S proteins. And so looking at that and the causal relationship that we discussed between electrical fields and how that affects on the lipid nanoparticles and those payloads, we discovered a number of scientific papers, one of which says 18 gigahertz triggers E. coli presentation. In effect, the lipid nanoparticles, these little bombers, could stay intact inside of a cell until such time as an 18 gigahertz signal would cause them to open up, or the pores in them getting big enough for the contents to leak out. So it's effectively a fuse. It's a time-delayed fuse mechanism. And on top of that, we found other types of, whether it's radio waves, sonic, or even light, will have additional effects on this. So once the payload is delivered, there was another scientific article that says certain types of light or sonic motion, I guess it is, or waves, will increase the pathogenicity, the activity of those pathogens by up to 5,000%. So that made us start looking around a little bit further. And you understand now where the 5G things are everywhere. The transistors, or the transmitters, I should say, are everywhere. What about where does this UV light come from? Where does the ultrasonic waves come from? And sure enough, there's more scientific papers exactly on that, which includes Bluetooth beacons in streetlights. And they are putting out ultraviolet waves in the frequency that would cause this magnification, this enhanced pathogenicity of these particular pathogens, including E. coli, which goes back, by the way, to the very content we're talking about in these little bombers. There are lipid nanoparticles. There are patents from Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, all of them, on utilization of chimeric pathogens as adjuvants.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Todd, I want to play a clip from a movie in just 1 second, a movie trailer, because again, these people love to tell us what they're going to do. They love to color it as fiction, but you're sharing some science fiction here, which is actually fact, and it may make that movie clip I'll play here in a second more pertinent than ever. But can you define, back up and define chimeric? Was that the word, chimeric?
Chimeric. That's exactly right. This is where the lab in Wuhan and Fauci had cooperated with Barrick and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in order to merge effectively two different types of pathogens, viral and bacterial, at the same time. And so they created this hybrid bug, this hybrid species that is both viral and bacterial at the same time. And they, in this particular case that I'm talking about in this scientific paper, it was a combination of E. coli as the bacterium and whatever the virus was, the coronavirus, I assume. And they merged them together into one pathogenic bug, synthetic life, effectively. And that was the contribution of Dr. Craig Venter, who invented the process by which that happens.
And that would explain why we are seeing so many people who are ill with COVID or post-vaccine complications, that when they get COVID after being vaccinated, they really have to be treated with antibiotics as well as the antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and anticoagulant medication.
Yeah. So 1-2 punch in one bug. You get both of them. Double barrel.
All right. So for those who aren't sitting down right now listening to this, you might want to sit down because this stuff is deadly serious and it's deeply disturbing. So let's just revisit what we just talked about here. So the payloads of the lipid nanoparticle, the pathogens, can be remotely released by the 18 gigahertz signal. The pathogens can be hyperactivated and amplified by 5,000% by adding laser or UV light or ultrasound, and Philips Bluetooth lighting will cause that amplification. Is that why they're changing out streetlights for all these blue UV lights now, Todd? That must be an explanation for this.
It appears so. And then, you know, earlier in your clip, you saw everybody was connected to Bluetooth. We've seen those videos before. So there's a relationship. We don't know the full extent of that relationship, but we have the science to prove that all of these are possibilities. When you're bringing a case, criminal one or otherwise, you have to prove the ability of them to have committed the act. Well, here it is. It's been studied. It's been published. It all exists.
Also, I want to add to what Todd is saying that pharma research, the pharmaceutical companies that brought these experimental shots to market, knew 12 years ago from pharmaceutical research, basic science research, and animal studies that the lipid nanoparticles themselves, by themselves, without this additional augmentation, the lipid nanoparticles are toxic to the ovaries and testicles in every animal species that they tested. That was published 12 years ago in the pharmaceutical research. And Dr. Mike Eden has been trying to warn about that for over a year. And we're seeing the damage in people on that aspect alone after the shots. So imagine, we want people to understand that what we're seeing right now is the tip of the iceberg. And we want people to understand that there are other aspects that have been published in scientific papers by teams of people that are being ignored and kept from the public. So you can't make an informed decision.
Dr. Vliet, Todd, are you guys familiar with a film, a movie called Cell, starring John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson?
It haunts me. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let me play this for Dr. Vliet in the audience then. And it's the trailer for the movie. And I think this may be a fictionalized version of what may be coming. Now, I don't think it would be this bad or this obvious, but given the fact that FEMA and NIMS, the National Incident Management System, continues to warn and train through what they call zombie awareness, can't make this up, perhaps there's more truth than fiction in the trailer for this movie.
Hey, buddy.
Are you coming home?
Yeah. Soon.
Okay. It's terrorists, right? It's gotta be terrorists.
Don't use your cell phone.
We're gonna survive this. People are gonna die.
You okay?
They act for the good of the group as a whole. They may be the next stage in human evolution. What's happening now is more than temporary anarchy. It's the start of a war.
Did you catch that, guys? They may be the next stage in human evolution, based on a novel by Stephen King. You want to talk about predictive programming? Let's just back up 10 years before anybody knew about graphene oxide, before anybody knew about the mRNA technology or the vaccine, before anybody knew about liquid nanoparticles, before anybody really knew about the dangers of 5G or the rollout of 5G globally, with no safety studies, zero, according to industry insiders themselves, under sworn testimony with Senator Blumenthal. And yet the DHS says, we're bad people for questioning the safety of 5G.
So I think it'd be really good to add on top of that, that even the CDC have given up on the tongue-in-cheek part of their zombie apocalypse preparedness. That they've now turned it into a cartoon right on the heels of the film movie. And in this particular case, you know, they don't deny.
Todd, your mic's real muffled again. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, man. Okay, I was going to say, if you go to the zombie apocalypse cartoon that the CDC put out, that nowhere in there do they disclaim that this is real. They're telling you to prepare for a zombie apocalypse, and they have done so for years. They've had that up. This is just a new version of what they've had on their webpage for a long time. I think in terms of predictive programming, they're coming out and telling you, and I don't know if you've seen the Amazon Web Services Agreement. It references the zombie apocalypse in their force majeure clause.
Well, I guess evidently this is all a big joke to the powers that be, Todd. It's just really, really funny. And so are movies like that, written by Stephen King, you know, in 2019, did that come out?
Yes. And I'm not sure it's a joke. I think they're having a laugh, but at the same time, I think they're actually serious about these possibilities or maybe intentions. You know, the CDC has had on their website for years, the zombie apocalypse preparedness page. More recently, they've turned it into a cartoon. If you haven't seen it, take a look. It's describing our very scenario right now with a virus that causes these horrible mutations, one of which is described as the most serious adverse event in the Pfizer shots. It's their post-market review, and it's called the 1P36 gene deletion. Look it up. It's effectively the symptomology of zombies.
Well, I was going to add to what Todd said, because we were part of a conversation with a team meeting recently when someone said, well, I looked up that gene deletion that you referred to, and it referred to distortion in the facial features. It's a congenital disorder. But what's more concerning about that particular gene deletion is that it adversely affects neurologic functioning. And that's where Todd is using the term that the CDC has also used, the zombie. That goes back to actually medicine men and shamans down through the centuries have used neurotoxic drugs to modify behaviors. I went to a conference in Haiti and the Dominican Republic in the 70s. It was a medical conference on the use of neurotoxins to create the zombie state. And so medicine men have known that for thousands of years. And in that conference, they had identified the tetraiodotoxin in pufferfish. And medicine men knew how to use it to dose it properly to get the desired result to control the population. Now, that goes back a long time. This is not made up. And it's been something that's been known in herbal medicine for thousands of years. So when you start thinking that maybe we're talking about something that doesn't make much sense or that we're exaggerating, you have to look down through the history of medicine and what we've known about chemicals and other means of affecting neurologic function in humans and animals.
Well, you know, this is why people tune in to the alternative news media, the truth news media, because conversations like this one cannot be found on CNN, MSNBC. They will not be found even over on Fox News, unless maybe you go to the extended, you know, online version of Tucker's show where he does 1 hour interviews with really smart people. But people hunger for the truth. And everybody is beginning to recognize globally, and I mean, not everybody, not my mom, but the people who still have critical thinking skills are beginning to wake up to the fact that the deck is stacked and world leaders are all in on this. They've all signed on with the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab for that great reset in our UN Agenda 2030 future. And there's no better example of the awakening and the stacked deck than Justin Castro Trudeau. The deck is stacked. And maybe one of the reasons that Justin Castro Trudeau will not relent and will not back away from his totalitarian position is because of what I mentioned earlier in this interview. Let's listen to this.
There is in Canada quite a bit of speculation that Justin Trudeau and his family's foundation holds 40% of Acuitas. Acuitas is the manufacturer of the catalytic lipids that are used by Pfizer and the formulation technology. It's privately held. So there appears that there may be a major financial conflict of interest on the part of Mr. Trudeau.
You got to be kidding me. How long have you known this, Robert?
I have known that there was speculation that this might be the case. Remember, I know Peter Cullis, the academic at the University of British Columbia that gave rise to Acuitas, and I've spoken to him over time, including over the last couple of years, a couple of times. I've known him professionally for decades.
friends, as we round out this conversation, and Todd, I definitely think we should talk about justice, perhaps tribunals. Reiner Fulmich is trying to do just that by spreading the truth across the globe with essentially a mock grand jury trial, a trial in the same vein of a grand jury trial here in the United States. And we are going to leave you guys with a message of hope, words of hope from Dr. Vliet. But Todd, as you hear that, as it relates to Justin Castro Trudeau, in my view, an absolute clear-cut traitor to his people at this point, although in fairness, I should add, he did pledge his allegiance to the Queen and her Privy Council when he was sworn in as Prime Minister. So maybe his allegiance has never been to the Canadian people. But your thoughts on this thing, there are leaders all over the country that are committing treason against their own people. And I guess that's the good news. Now we all can see it.
It's beyond treason. In fact, these are international crimes. What Prime Minister Trudeau or the royal subject is doing are considered war crimes. And if you look at the Geneva Convention and the Hague Convention, I think it's Protocol 2, Section 3, it talks about the rights of civilians in the case of armed conflict. It's not a leap of faith to understand we are in the middle of a war. This is an armed situation. So all those rules apply. So he's not only violating rules under Canadian law, which I'm not sure exists anymore, it's international law. And frankly, that's what Reiner and his team are trying to do. They're trying to make their case for the court of public opinion internationally so that when local actors, when countries won't enforce their laws, when they won't protect their own people, international forces do that. And that's precisely what happened in the Nuremberg One.
Who has jurisdiction to arrest these people at this point? Say you're in Canada.
Everybody. Yes, everybody does. These crimes are so heinous and egregious that the Nuremberg Code provided universal jurisdiction. So that means anybody with any authority under color of law has the ability to investigate, try these people and carry out that sentence, whatever that may be. And that's precisely what happened in World War II. Germany didn't exist as a country anymore. So it was a military tribunal that they formed. It was extrajudicial in some respects. And they carried out the investigation and the trials and the execution of those people under that premise. So what Reiner Fulmich is doing is exactly the same kind of a thing. He's setting up as a predicate that if the people of the world get to the point that they will invalidate their own governments, this is the system by which we can try those people and our day in court.
And even before that, Todd's firm created a model criminal complaint that is available at several resources, disabledrightsadvocates.com, vaxchoice.com, and truthforhealth.org. We actually have a banner on our website that links to this model criminal complaint that citizens can file in their state with their attorney general without even having to have an attorney. The steps are outlined. This is a call to action to people to use the legal tools that are available to you to help defend against the tyranny that is happening, that is robbing you of your constitutional rights, your bodily integrity, and your lives.
I don't know how to put this differently. Doctor, thank you for saying that. If people are too lazy to look up the word genocide, then we are doomed. We are in the midst of a genocide in progress, which is being carried out by officials, people in government positions, including Mr. Trudeau. Until we understand they are not here to help us, they are here to kill us, then people aren't going to do anything. You might as well die in place.
That's why we've been, Sean, urgently, Truth for Health Foundation and Todd's legal firm and all of the advocacy that both organizations are doing has been trying to issue a call to action to people. And the steps are listed in multiple places on our websites. It really is time for people to start taking their power back, their medical freedom back. Get preparations in place. We tell you how to do it. It's not that difficult. Just as you get a hurricane survival kit in place, you can get your COVID survival kit or any of the things we've been talking about. You can put steps in place that will help you and your family at home.
I want to do one more screen share before we say our goodbyes. And when we talk about tyranny, when we talk about genocide, I really want to put a face on it. Ottawa police begin making arrests to squash Freedom Convoy, they call an unlawful demonstration. Here's another person who should be arrested, Fauci. Don't want to be reckless. Fauci warns it's risky to lift mask mandates for kids. Friends, these people are not going to stop. The only way this stops is if we arrest the people that are perpetrating these crimes against us and our children. I'll scroll down. Isn't this apropos? Facebook fires executive allegedly caught in child sex sting. And everybody thinks Pizzagate and Pedigate is made up as I report on these vipers who prey on children. And peak delusion, this says it all. Joy Behar from The View says she'll break from CDC guidance and wear a mask inside indefinitely. A good portion, a percentage of humanity is what is waking up. That's the good news, Dr. Vliet, Todd. But there are some people, I don't know if they're just sycophants, if they actually believe what they're saying, or if they're being paid to say it, like Joy Behar. Is she being paid to say that, or is she really that stupid? That's a serious question for you both.
I wish I could express an opinion.
I think probably it's best to just stay quiet on that one. Let her actions speak for themselves.
All right. Dr. Vliet, I think maybe you did leave us with those words of hope by directing us to vaxchoice.com and truthforhealth.org, but I will give you the last word.
I want to share with your listeners something from Proverbs 24:16. Though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. And to all of the people listening here in America, Canada, around the world, we've all been knocked down. And we've all felt overwhelmed at times by fear and even despair. But what the Bible tells us and what all of us know and what the truckers have clearly shown, staying down is failure accepted. Getting back up again is faith activated. So I urge all of you, don't stay in defeat and despair. Get up, get active, take the steps that you can do, act in faith, and I believe in a loving God ultimately is in control. And we together will defeat the evil agenda.
100% I agree with you. And, you know, I think Kissinger would say these are the birth pangs of a new world order. Okay, this tumultuousness, this chaos, this anti-human plan and the uprising against it, he would say are the birth pangs of a new world order. I would say it is the birth pangs of a great awakening and we the people taking this world back because we're pro-humanity, we're pro-children, we're pro-life, we're anti-transhumanist, okay? That's the fact and it all requires a great awakening. That's why we're here. That's why we're sharing this information is to wake up people like my mom and God love him, my brother. Okay, we got to wake these people up. But thank God, a large portion of humanity is waking up.
Thank you. Right?
I want to thank both my guests so very much. Todd Callender, the attorney, Dr. Lee Vliet. Guys, stay on the line. I want to get you scheduled again. So I'll say my goodbyes now. Todd, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Dr. Vliet, thank you.
You're so welcome. Pleasure to be with you.
All right. And until next time, friends, thank you so much. We appreciate each and every one of you. Special thanks to our subscribe stars and those of you over at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight. And for real news every single day, friends, for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they outright say it. These vaccines change who you are. And they change who you are by changing your genetic code.